Now we're going to make up for Moed Katan. Moed Katan is just three chapters, and it teaches the laws of Moed Katan, meaning Chol HaMoed. The holidays are the big Moedim, that's the Moed Gadol, right? The Chol HaMoed between the first and last days of holidays is what we call Moed Katan. Okay? In the Torah, it just says Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, Bayom HaShvi'i Mikra Kodesh for Pesach, Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, Bayom HaShmini, Shmini Atzeres, which is actually a new holiday, that's not part of Sukkot anymore, is also our Mikra Kodesh. The Gemara in Megillah gives us a nice, interesting benchmark. It says that Shabbos, which is the holiest day, has seven aliyahs. Down from that is Yom Kippur, because it's a Yontif, but you can't cook, because you can't eat. So that has six aliyahs. Yontif, which is regular Yontif, including Rosh Hashanah, where you can cook, so that has five aliyahs. Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, which are not Yontif, but they have Musaf, it's four aliyahs. And every other day, every other laning is three aliyahs. So you see that the amount of aliyahs is in a sign of the holiness of the day. So Chol HaMoed is obviously not as holy as Yontif. What I mean by that is that you would have to lose your job rather than work on Yontif, but you don't have to lose your job rather than work on Chol HaMoed. Even though the rabbis were very strict about not doing unnecessary work on Chol HaMoed, in fact, a few places in Shas, especially a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that says, HaMavazes HaMoedos, if someone disparages and misuses the holiness of the holidays, right? So he says Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. It's a dogmatic aveira. You don't lose your olam haba for working on Shabbos. You don't lose your olam haba for working on Yom Kippur. But Rashi says you do lose your olam haba for working on Chol HaMoed, because to work on Shabbos just means that you're violating Shabbos. You're not following a mitzvah. To work on Chol HaMoed means you don't trust the dogmatic, if you will, the interpretation, the rabbinic interpretations of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? Chagiga Daf Yud Ches gives many different drushes from the Torah about how we know that Chol HaMoed has that special characteristic. Right? Again, work is allowed on Chol HaMoed. It's just that it has to be something that is Tzorach HaMoed, or that he'll suffer a great loss if he doesn't. Okay, so the first chapter teaches various allowances so that he doesn't lose his field, he doesn't lose his, the field doesn't dry out, right? So the very first Mishnah talks about how you're allowed to water or divert certain tributaries to water your property in order to save it from being lost. Some of these issues are shared with the Shemitah year, because you're also not allowed to work the land in the Shemitah year, but you don't have to watch your land get washed away or wiped away or parched so that it can't produce anything the year after. You're allowed to do certain things on Shemitah year for the land, just as you're allowed to on Chol HaMoed. All right, so the first chapter talks about all those things that you're allowed to do that might involve even a little tircha, even a little activity, and malocha, because in order to refrain from suffering a terrible loss, right? And the Gemaras tell us what's the nature of the loss. The loss isn't $5. The loss has to be something that's, you know, it's more significant. People often ask, can I go shopping on Chol HaMoed? Okay, if it's a you need a suit because your brother's getting married and the suit is on sale right now and it's not going to be on sale afterwards. All right, you suffer a few hundred dollars loss. Maybe that's considered a big loss for you. All right, but someone who goes out to dinner every night and spends $500 for dinner, and then it's disingenuous to say I have to go shopping because I want to save myself a $150 loss. All right, it all has to be, you know, according to ask a question and you get a good answer. All right, so here it also says that on Chol HaMoed we shouldn't get married because ein marvin simcha b'simcha. We shouldn't mix the simcha of Chol HaMoed with other simchas. Concentrate on Chol HaMoed itself. Don't mix the simcha of Chol HaMoed with other simchas. You can't get married on Shabbos or Yontif, that's for sure. because that involves Isser, because we have to make a kinyan to get married. You have to pass over a ring and require something, and right? So you can't do that on Shabbos. But on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to make acquisitions, so if necessary. So, but still, we shouldn't get married because of this. The other reason, which is we don't want to mix the simcha. Second chapter talks about things that had already started before Yontif, and if he would not continue it, he didn't mean for it to interrupt Yontif. He just thought he would be able to finish before Yontif, and he didn't. So if he would leave the work undone, like in the middle of a harvest of grapes or olives or something, or in the middle of squeezing the grapes and olives in the vat, and if he would stop right there and wait till after the Yontif and Chol HaMoed and the last days of Yontif, they would all spoil. So of course he can't do that on Yontif. You've got to lose your job, and no loss, no monetary loss justifies working on Shabbos at Yontif, right? But on Chol HaMoed will allow, because it's a davar avod if he doesn't finish the harvest and doesn't finish the vat. Okay, and of course anything else that is needed for the moed itself, he has no food for Shmini Atzeres. Of course he can shecht an animal and do shopping on Chol HaMoed for the sake of the last days of it. Right, what the rabbis wanted to refrain from, this ends the second paragraph. What the rabbis wanted to refrain from was any intentional work done on Chol HaMoed, because, well, I don't have too many other things to do, so I'll take care of this in Chol HaMoed. I'll clean out the garage in Chol HaMoed. No, we shouldn't set it up that way. So the third chapter starts with some of the things you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed because he didn't have a chance to do them before. So it starts off Eilam Agalchim, because you're not supposed to shave and trim your beard on Chol HaMoed, because you should have done that for Yontif. Now, many poskim, modern poskim, say this is talking about a society where everyone has a beard. And if you don't trim for Yontif, you're not going to look well-kempt. But if someone is totally clean-shaven all the time, because they use a Norelco, a new device that allows us to remove facial hair according to the halacha, without a razor. So if we indeed have such a situation, then you should probably shave during Chol HaMoed. Otherwise, you look scraggly. You look unkempt for the last days of Yontif. Right? Okay. So according to this, if Rabbeinu Tam says that if I shaved before Yontif, if I trimmed my beard before Yontif, I can trim it again during Chol HaMoed. Right, this is Rabbeinu Tam's lumdus, and Tosfos disagrees, and the Shulchan Aruch disagrees, because the Mishnah should have listed this among those who can shave on Chol HaMoed. It lists someone who got out of jail during Chol HaMoed, someone who got out of a neder during Chol HaMoed, someone who has finished his avelus right before Yontif but didn't have a chance to shave, or someone who left Chayrim during Chol HaMoed, or left Nazirus, if his term of Nazirus ended during Chol HaMoed. So all of these people didn't have a chance to take care of that before. Okay. As a tangent to this, amazingly, because a lot of the things we don't do during Chol HaMoed are similar to the things we don't do in the week of Shiva, the end of Chol HaMoed, of Maseches Moed Katan, talks a lot about the laws of Avelus. It's a tangent to Chol HaMoed. And that, if you recall, connected to Yevamos, which the Moed Katan really ends Moed, and then Yevamos continues with a similar theme, because the whole essence of Yibam is that someone died without children. So that's how Moed Katan moves into Yevamos. Okay, that means that we finished Bava Basra. That means that our next time we'll be doing Maseches Sanhedrin. Look forward to that very much. And everyone should be well. I'll call the Seder, and stay well and stay healthy, everybody.
Thank you. Everyone.